If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
The Chicago Blackhawks return to United Center Ice tonight with some new faces in their lineup as they take on Vancouver for the final time this season. And with a trade deadline in the rearview mirror, the Hawks can now focus on rallying their reconstituted group into a winning squad. And their first opponent, the Canucks, who have lost nine straight on the road. All right, Bluger against Bedard. The drop of the puck, we're underway, and the Canucks control. Right away, Pettersson steers the puck ahead. This goes down into the Hawks zone. They have the center ice. Ryan Donato there. Dumps it off the left corner board. Bounces hard. Donato there. She just scores! A tremendous play by Ryan Donato. He shot the puck off the end boards where the Zamboni would enter and leave the ice. And the puck ricocheted out ahead of the Canuck net, and he raced behind the Canuck defense, grabbed the puck, put it in behind the goaltender, Tolopito. It's 1-0 Hawks. Puck goes behind the net to Crevier. Put it around to Mangiapane along the right boards. Wedged off the puck. Canucks get it back. Vilander for the right circle. Fires! They score! Just deflected off of one of the Canucks in front of the net. I believe Drew O'Connor. Yes, sir. The Canucks have tied it at 1 with 17:52 left in the first. Oliver Moore facing off with Elias Pettersson. Pettersson wins the draw. Canucks get it. A shot from the high slot by Z. Booyam. He scores. 2-1 Vancouver. We've had three goals in the span of just over 2.5 minutes. Actually, Jake DeBrusk is going to get credit for this goal. Now Sasson the other way, crossing the Hawk line on the right wing. At the high slot, Marcus Pettersson wheeling down, put it in front of the net. They score. Boy, the Canucks have been a hungry hockey team early on here, Steve. With 13:28 left in period number one, it's now 3-1 Canucks. Well, passing it in to Moore. He's over the Canucks line, fights through a check, hands it to Bertuzzi. Left circle, back to Moore, put it to the slot. A shot from McKayev. They score. Well, that was all because of hard work and effort on the part of the Blackhawks. The three forwards involved in that play never gave up on this rush. Moore with Bertuzzi, and the guy with the finish, Ilya McKayev. It's now 3-2 Vancouver. Across the Canuck line to the right wing corner. Then it back to Vlasic, top of the left circle. Shoots, he scores! And I believe it's going to be Frank Nazar's goal. He was crossing in front of the Canuck net. It looked like he redirected that shot past the goaltender, Tolopilo. We're tied at 3. Crossing the other way into the Hawk zone, right point. Moves it down. And a shot, they score. It's Brock Besser with a baseball type of a swing. Carlson from the right wing corner delivered a pass in front of the net that looked more like a shot. And Brock Besser with a baseball swing on the puck. It actually hit Soderblom's blocker and bounded through the air. Besser right there next to the net. As I said, a baseball swing, a power play goal. Canucks lead 4-3. Moore holding the puck, top of the left circle. Kept it alive to Grizzlick, left point. Down to Mangiapane, back of the net. Mangiapane with Saru, walks in front, delays it, a fire! They score! Oh, no, this is going to be washed out. This is going to be washed out. It's kicked in by Landon Slager.
Due to a kicking motion by Chicago number 84.
This is picked off by the Canucks. Sasson down the left wing side will fire into the empty net. He scores. An empty net goal, and the Canucks now lead 5-3 with 1:26 left on the clock. Hoaglander one more try, breaking into the Hawk zone to the right circle, fires a backhander that goes wide, and the horn will sound, ending the hockey game. So the 9-game losing streak on the road for the Vancouver Canucks comes to an end. They win their first road game of calendar year 2026 here tonight, beating the Blackhawks 6-3. Final shots on goal favor the Hawks 23-22.